You are currently listening to Opening Up with Rachel Smith, an encouraging, light-hearted and uplifting podcast to inspire you on this journey called life. Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Opening Up with Rachel Smith. This week I want to talk about my personal weight loss journey. If you've been following me for a while, you'll know that over the last sort of 12-15 months, I've lost a significant amount of weight. I've actually lost 100 pounds, and I never really talk about it for a few different reasons, and mainly because I'd never want to glorify weight loss. But I get so many questions all the time about how I did it, so I thought that I would just kind of make this video and just help people who are trying to lose weight for whatever your reason is. But before I go into it, I just want to kind of put my stamp on it and say that, like I just said, I don't ever want to glorify weight loss. And for me, my weight loss journey didn't start because I was trying to lose weight. It started because of something else, which I'll go into in a minute. But yeah, just know that you are beautiful the way that you are. And if this is a podcast or YouTube video that might trigger you, then please, please, please turn off, because my heart is not here to glorify weight loss. My heart is just here to tell you my journey and to answer the questions that people ask me all the time. And I really cannot stress that enough. And I hope that you can see that in kind of the way that I'm going to tell my story. I'm not here to glorify my weight loss. I'm not here to glorify me and say, look at me, I'm slim now, I'm amazing, I'm perfect, because I am absolutely not. But yeah, I hope that you can see my heart in this, and I hope that you can just continue watching and maybe even be inspired. Maybe you are trying to lose weight for whatever the reason is. So yeah, I'm just going to answer a few questions that I get asked all the time. And I just hope that you can use it for your benefit, or use it for, you know, whatever goals that you are trying to achieve in life. So just before I kind of start to answer the questions, I want to just address the fact that I didn't start my journey with the intention of losing weight. My first ever YouTube video, my Q&A, I will link it down below if you want to kind of go watch that. I discussed the fact that I started working on myself internally. So I read a book by Judah Smith, which triggered kind of a lot of things inside me. Just general everyday things, maybe past her or friendships, relationships, or whatever, different things. And I made the decision essentially to work on myself internally first. And one of the side effects, the good side effects that has come with that, is weight loss. And once I kind of got on the weight loss train, I saw how much happier I was within myself mentally because I was working out, not happier because I was losing weight. Like, please, we're not going to get those lines twisted. When I saw how much happier I was mentally by working out, it just kind of naturally happened. And obviously I was a bigger person, so initially the weight dropped so much quicker because my body wasn't used to not even high levels of exercise, which again, I will go into that in a minute. But my body wasn't used to eating the way that I was eating and working out the way that I was working out. So it was a side effect that came from me working on myself internally, not kind of me putting so much pressure on myself to lose weight and give myself targets and goals. It was just something that kind of came naturally, as ridiculous as that sounds. One of the questions I get asked all the time is, how did you start? And like I just said, it just kind of happened naturally. But one of the things that I did start doing is just making small changes here and there. So if you've been following me for a while on Instagram, you'll know that my journey actually started during lockdown. So there was no gyms, there was no access to fitness classes and things like that. So what I actually did was just start walking. And it sounds so simple, like literally just get out and walk. I started off with a small 20-minute walk and then kind of progressed and built up. Obviously, we had all the time in the world during lockdown. So initially I was doing about 3 miles a day, which took me I got it down to about 45, 50 minutes. Obviously, that would look different for everybody else. You know, it depends how fast you walk and whether you're going up hills and those kind of things. But the first thing that I literally did was just get out there walking. And walking is so underrated for weight loss. Let me tell you, the amount of people I hear saying that they like go to the gym and they do running and cardio 5 days a week, like, yes, you can do that, you know, whatever works for you, but it can be a simple change just by stepping out the door and going for a walk, or even going to the gym and walking on the treadmill. You don't have to run on the treadmill. And, you know, at the time I had my right knee was kind of going, recovering from injury, so I couldn't physically run, and I was, you know, in pain when I was running. And so for me, walking really helped, and I lost a good portion of my weight just purely through walking as exercise. Obviously I did make some changes to my diet, which we'll go into in a second, but please don't underestimate the power of walking. Get yourself outside, get your body moving. That's what your body needs. Your body needs to be moving, and whatever way, you know, that kind of works, is let it work, you know. And that, you know, and people have different goals for weight loss. They want to kind of tone up, they want to just get rid of the weight, and it all just come down to what your goals are for your weight loss. If you're wanting to get rid of your weight fast, then, you know, you do have to do different things to other people. But for me, the intention was just kind of get out there, and walking has now become kind of my peace zone. I get so much peace, and it just helps me like de-stress when I go for a walk. So for me now, walking is more of a mental health strength than a weight loss strength, but obviously they do come kind of with the benefit of that. So yeah, in terms of working out, initially I was literally just walking and making tweaks to my diet. But now that we are out of lockdown, I play netball. So I play netball twice a week, and then I strength train 2, maybe 3 times a week, depending on how lazy I'm feeling. But that's just because my body has changed so much. And yes, I'm still kind of losing weight, but my goal now is to just be strong and healthy. So my goals have definitely changed now. So that obviously has changed my kind of workout plan. And like I said, everyone's different and everyone has different goals of what they're trying to achieve, but just figure out what your goals are, figure out what you are trying to do, and then just build a routine around that. And don't stress yourself out. Like, if you don't have, I don't know, 7 hours a week to go to the gym, don't try and cram in 7 hours a week to go to the gym. Like, maybe go for a 20-minute walk a day if that's all you can fit in that day, or maybe schedule an hour to do some strength training. Just make sure it fits into your lifestyle in a way that's not going to kind of drain your energy and drain or put too much pressure on yourself, because ultimately you're just going to give in after a few weeks and just say, I can't do this, this is too much. And that is what you'll want to avoid if you're kind of really going into a weight loss program. You need it to be as natural as possible. And that's kind of something that's happened for me and is still happening for me. Like, I don't let my diet and my exercise rule my life. I mean, to a certain extent, eating wise, it does kind of what's the word I'm looking for? Control my decisions a little bit, but that's because I'm still trying to lose weight. So if my friends want me to eat out 4 nights a week, then that just for me right now is just a no. And that's something that, you know, kind of a choice that I've made. But I will go out and eat with my friends, and I will have days where I'm just like, okay, calories don't matter today. So yeah, really look into kind of what your goals are and find a plan that works for you, and just find the timing and stuff that works for you. In terms of food on my journey, initially, I didn't change anything with my diet. I purely just went out walking. We was in lockdown, you know, so that was obviously a heightened situation anyway. So I didn't want to put too much pressure on kind of the side effects of me starting to lose weight. So I literally didn't change my diet. For the first couple of weeks, I was just walking. And because my body wasn't used to that level of walking, it kind of naturally started to reduce the weight. And then once I realized that I could start eating better and feeding myself better, not only kind of internally but externally, I was feeding my mind, so I needed to feed my body the good stuff as well. And so that's when I started making tweaks to my diet. And again, they were only minor tweaks for the first sort of, I don't know, month, 2 months. I really didn't go into this trying to lose weight. Like, I cannot even stress that enough. I give myself time and I just let it progress naturally. And I think that's something that's really helped me on my journey, is just letting it happen naturally and not putting like, oh, you have 2 months to lose X amount of weight, because you just don't know how your body's going to respond. And you don't know, initially, maybe you don't even know how to start this weight loss journey. So I would really give yourself kind of a long period of time and make it more of a lifestyle as opposed to a diet, because for me, when I hear the word diet, like, I cannot think of anything worse, and I just instantly know that I'm going to give up, because who likes a diet? Nobody likes a diet, which is why I'm so glad and thankful that I've done it the way that I have done it, because now it is a lifestyle change. But I can still also eat certain foods that, like donuts and brownies and things like that, and people are like, how do you eat that when you're on a calorie, trying to be in calorie deficit? And it is all just about kind of finding the balance and figuring out what works for you. I know I just kind of mentioned calorie deficit, and I'm not too sure if I've spoken about it yet, but basically, with food, what you need to be doing is you need to be eating less than what you're burning. So if your body naturally needs, I don't know, 3,000 calories a day just to function, you need to be eating kind of it less than that, so maybe 2,500 calories. Those are just random figures I've thrown out there, by the way. Everybody's different, you know, everybody needs different level of calories to function. Some need more than others, depends on your height, your weight, your age, all those kind of factors. So firstly, figure out what your body needs, how many calories it needs at base level, what it needs to just function. And then after that, you need to kind of go into the deficit. And again, everybody's deficit's different. Some people can only manage 100 calorie deficit. Some people can go higher into like 500-600 calorie deficit. It's all about learning your body and just hearing what your body is telling you. And, you know, there is days where your body just needs to be fed above the calories and just forget the deficit. And there is other days where maybe you're just not that hungry, so you can go higher into a deficit. Don't feel like you have to be so strict on yourself, and just, again, listen to your body, especially as females. Obviously we have different cycles and our body goes through different changes throughout the month, and there are seasons when you do need to feed your bodies more calories, your body more calories, sorry. So just listen to that and try not to be so consumed by the calories. And I know that's so easily, you know, for me to sit here and say, and there's definitely moments where I have let calories consume me. I'm not gonna lie about that. Especially when I was kind of right in the thick of it, I was counting my calories. I was counting my calories, but I wasn't counting my calories. It's hard to describe. So initially when I started, I had an app and I was counting my calories, but that was purely because I didn't understand really what calories were in certain foods. So for me, I was using it more of a way to kind of understand food. Whereas now I know, and once I learned what kind of calories were in each type of food, I then dropped that because I could see that it was a potential issue that could be consuming, and that's something that I didn't want to do, because like I said, I was trying to do it naturally, I was trying to do it as a lifestyle change. So I wanted to make sure that I had some knowledge, and then I just kind of dropped the calorie counters and just let myself be, and ultimately it worked because it took a lot of pressure off, and it helped me to just let things happen. And yes, there were kind of moments where I dropped multiple pounds in a week, and then there would be weeks where I maybe put on 2 pounds, but that goes back to different cycles of kind of the female body and male body, you know, stress, not sleeping, periods, water weight. Like, there's so many things that come with losing weight. But ultimately what it does come down to is you have to be eating less calories than what you're consuming. And yes, your body naturally fluctuates, but that is ultimately kind of the way that you lose weight. And however you do that, whether you choose to focus more on nutrition or whether you focus more on the weight, your exercise, it's up to you how you balance that calorie deficit out, but ultimately that's just what you need to be doing. And I'm definitely not a professional. I guess I know a lot because I've obviously learned things on my journey, and I don't even know if I'm explaining these things properly, but I hope that me coming from like a dumbed down health perspective will help people, because I know that people really appreciate that in when they message me or when I speak to them. It's like, you're so knowledgeable, but it's nice to hear it on a level that I understand, because it's so easy to kind of look at things online and hear these terms like calorie deficit and I don't know what other terms are out there. But if you don't understand it, then you know, it's like walking into the wilderness and expecting you to understand what's going on. You just won't. Yes, you have to do your own research. Yes, you have to kind of also actually be wary, because there's a lot of people on like social media who will give you wrong information, and you have to, don't just take one person's opinion and run with it. Like, if you see something on social media, then go and Google it, or maybe find somebody else and get a different opinion. Get multiple people's opinion and kind of see the common trend, because everybody works out differently. Everybody has different diet plans. You know, there's the keto, there's Weight Watchers and all these different kinds of things. Everybody has a different vision and a different goal, and you can't just take one person's opinion and run with it, because maybe that person's view or opinions and lifestyle just doesn't match yours. So don't just jump on things that you see on social media, and especially when it comes to like dieting pills and smoothie shakes and all those kind of things. Like, I personally have never done any pills or smoothie shakes, whatever they're even called. I don't know. I'm so out of that loop because I just never went into it. Because one thing that I spoke to a personal trainer friend of mine, and they were saying what happens with especially diet pills or detox teas and things like that, is your body holds a lot of water just naturally, because our bodies are obviously made up of a lot of water. And when you have the detox teas and diet pills and things like that, yes, you do drop a lot of weight quickly, but what it's actually doing is it's all water weight. So when the water gets taken out, it looks like you've lost weight, but actually you're just losing water from your body. And yes, that can be a good thing, but also over an extended period of time, that's not good for your body. That's not healthy for your body, which is why when you see these kind of things, it's usually a short period of time. They promote it, lose, I don't know, X amount of pounds in 3 weeks, X amount of pounds in 4 weeks. And it's because it's a short-term plan. It's not a long-term plan. And yes, it might, you know, if you want a short-term plan, then, you know, go be my guest and try that if you want. But if you are wanting something more long-term and you don't want to then put the weight back on afterwards, because that's ultimately what will happen, is once you've got rid of that water weight, if you then start eating the way that you ate before, maybe with a lot of sugar and a lot of carbs and a lot of fats, you are just going to put that weight back on, and also the water is going to there just to kind of help your body sustain its natural functions. So if you want it to be a lifestyle change and you want to get rid of weight permanently, please like avoid those kind of products and learn how to handle your body naturally, and just learn what your body needs kind of day to day, just to function properly and what it needs to be fed. Something else that I've learned as well is the importance of vitamins and feeding your body right. So for me, when I dropped a lot of weight, I didn't realize that actually that had a bad effect on my body, because it dropped my iron levels. And so one thing that I had to start doing is implementing more iron into my diet. And initially I chose to do that through kind of like natural vitamin pills. And now I just kind of do it more so through food. But again, listen to your body, because I was coming out in, like, I can't even tell you, when my iron dropped, like, my body was covered in bruises, and I've never been a person that gets bruised. Like, I can roll around and bang into walls and stuff, and I would never get bruises. It just wasn't part of my kind of anatomy. But the second my iron dropped, like, I would wake up and just have patches of bruises all over my skin. And at first I was like, what the heck? Like, why am I covered in bruises? I haven't even been anywhere. I'm in the middle of lockdown. I haven't seen anyone. And one of the reasons why is because my iron was low, and that's kind of like a side effect or a sign of low iron. So again, please, it's all about listening to your body and listening to what your body needs and what your body is trying to tell you. Because at the end of the day, your body knows what it needs, and it will tell you. If you're hungry, eat. If you if something is, you know, kind of wrong within your blood, you know, you need to go get it checked out. Don't ignore those signs, because at the end of the day, yes, you know, people choose to lose weight and they want to lose weight, but if your body's not agreeing with it, maybe you need to kind of change the way that you're doing it. So like for me, I had to switch my diet up a little bit to get more iron, and that's just not something that kind of was in my plan, if you like. Or maybe some people need more protein because they're trying to build muscle, or maybe people need to get rid of sugar because I don't know, maybe it's affecting their skin. Like there's all these different things that you just need to listen to your body. And that's kind of the biggest advice I tell everybody: have a plan, but if your body doesn't like it, then you need to go back and, you know, reevaluate, because there's a reason why your body is telling you not to do this. And that doesn't mean, oh, I had one hard gym session, my legs hurt, I'm never going to do it again. That's not what I'm saying. Like, you have to have good gym sessions, and you have to, you know, work on yourself, and there is going to be days where you are sore. But listen to what your body is saying kind of over an extended period of time. You know, work hard at the gym if you choose to go to the gym, walk, and, you know, maybe your body will get tired, but if your body becomes exhausted, it will tell you. And that's something, again, something that I've learned. I went through a period of working out like 6-7 days a week, and my body was exhausted, and I knew that my body was tired, but I don't know, I just chose to ignore it because I was like so zoned in at that point, because I went through a really like weird period where I was like so like, I don't know what the word is, like I was so consumed by this weight loss, because it got to that point where I was like, I can do this, I'm this strong independent woman and I'm going to lose all this weight. And it did consume me for a little bit of time, but like I exhausted my body, and ultimately the stress of that and my body just keeping hold of all that water weight just to get its naturally functions going was meaning that I wasn't losing weight. And that's something, you know, a side effect that I, or a negative kind of side, if you like, that I found, because I was overworking my body. And again, you need to find what works for you. And I can sit here and say this 1,000 times, but, you know, I hope that it's kind of going into your ears and to your brain that you really do have to listen to your body, the diet, the exercise, the vitamins, the functions. Like, it's not all about just the weight loss. You know, some days, or some weeks should I say, the scale may not move, but your body might still be changing kind of like you might be building muscle, so it might still be shrinking in terms of the density because you're building more muscle, but the scales might not necessarily be moving. And there's been plenty of times on my journey that I've gone like 4 or 5 weeks without losing a pound, but I've done before and after pictures and I'm like slimmed down, and it's because I've been building muscle. So even though I've not lost weight physically, it looks like I've lost weight. And that's another thing. Please don't rely on the scale, because, you know, like I have briefly mentioned, the scale does go up and down for various different reasons, and naturally our bodies just fluctuate because of, you know, stress and times of the month and water weight and diets and all that kind of stuff. So I would encourage you to find other methods of seeing results. So maybe that be measuring your body or taking pictures, as well as obviously the weight loss, if that's kind of what you're focusing on ultimately. But make sure to have other ways of seeing your progress and not just relying so much on the scale, because it will be consuming and it will drain your energy when it doesn't move. And it's just not possible to live like that, because there is going to be times when the scale isn't going to move, or the scale is going to get higher. And there is going to be days where you maybe drop 4 pounds and you're like, how the heck have I just dropped 4 pounds in a day? But then the next day you could be 5 pounds heavier. And, you know, there's so many things that day to day that your body just changes. So find other ways of not just relying on the scale, and to know that you're still on the right track. The main question I get asked all the time is just, how do you find the motivation? And I think for me, the motivation yes, I want to lose weight because now I'm kind of in that zone. I'm just like, well, I'm here now, so why not do it? But for me, the main motivation is my mental health. Like, I feel so good when I've worked out, and I feel so good when I eat right. And, you know, and there's days where I completely pig out and I have way too many brownies, but that's okay, because ultimately, if my kind of head's in that space and it's craving those sugary things, then that's what I'm going to feed it. But my biggest motivation is just staying consistent and true to me and who I want to be and the person that I'm becoming. And that is purely down to mental health. And some days I do more intense workouts than others. Some days I just kind of go for a walk, and I base it all around kind of how I'm feeling mentally. And that's just a way that I've kind of done this whole journey, is it's all just being based around my mental health and where I'm at. And if my mental health is struggling, I have to look at, you know, the factors in that. And usually for me right now, like if I'm feeling a bit kind of mentally down, a lot of the time it's because my eating's not right. And maybe I'm eating a lot of sugar, or maybe I'm eating a lot of carbs. That's making me hold a lot more water and feel bloated. And that's kind of then having a negative impact on the way I view myself. And, you know, just different circumstances in life. But one thing that I always tell myself is just be consistent. You know, you don't always have to do the same routine. And especially for how long I've been doing it now, like, you know, 15 months in, I shouldn't be doing the same things that I was doing 15 months ago, because my body's changed so much. And, you know, not only physically, but mentally. And when you do the same things over and over again, then your body just does just become used to it. So switching it up is definitely something I would encourage. But also just be consistent. Just to show up each and every day, in whatever form that may be. So like I said, maybe one day you need to eat more carbs and calories, and then the next day you might not eat as much. Like, it all balances itself out. And the same with exercise. If I don't want to go to the gym or work out, then I won't go to the gym. If I just want to do a walk, I will do a walk. If I want to go and run or play netball, then I will go and play netball. Just listen to your body. Again, as I've said so many times, listen to your body, listen to your mind, and just do what works for you. But just make sure that you are consistent. That's the main thing. It all comes down to calories in versus calories out and consistency. If you get those two things right in whatever way, shape or form that may look for you, then there's no reason why you can't lose weight. And I personally have PCOS, which makes it very hard for women to lose weight. And people all the time go, oh, that's just an excuse. And no, it's not. It's not an excuse. It's just a thing that I have with my body. And I've had to learn triggers of that. So for me, one of the things that triggers kind of, first of all, if you don't know what PCOS is, like, please go and Google it, because I'm still not very good at explaining it. But one of the side effects is, it's the way basically that insulin isn't stored in the body, and it stores it as fat. So actually certain kinds of exercises would make me put weight on, as opposed to somebody who doesn't have PCOS. That's just one little thing that I've had to learn, and, you know, something that I've had to really work on in terms of my workout schedule. Like, I don't work out the same as maybe the next person, because it just wouldn't work for me. And the same with food. I cut out gluten and dairy because that was something that triggered kind of my PCOS and kind of the side effects of that. So again, that all comes down to listening to my body. I could sit here and, I don't know, listen to Sandra off Instagram telling me to go run 5 miles a day and to go eat all the bread and the pasta in the world. But for me and my diet and my body, it just wouldn't have worked. And actually it would have made me put on weight because of the types of exercise and the types of food that it was eating, even if I was eating in a calorie deficit. So yeah, again, it all just comes down to calories in versus calories out, listening to your body, knowing your body, understanding your body, and just giving yourself time and the grace that it needs. Don't be too hard on yourself. You know, we all go through seasons where we're up and we're down, and that's the same with weight loss. There's going to be days where, you know, you do lose a few pounds kind of throughout the week. But then there are going to be weeks where you do maybe feel like you put weight on, even though it might just be water weight. But just don't be so hard. If after months that you're still putting weight on, then, you know, you need to go back to the start and just address some issues, and maybe look at your calories again, or maybe look at your exercise routines. Just try a few different things. Don't feel like you have to jump on the first thing that you find. There's thousands and, you know, so many different ways out there that you can lose weight. And ultimately, like I said, you just need to be consistent. You just need to keep showing up for you, for your mental health and for your mind, and, you know, achieve whatever goal it is that you have set out, whether that's just purely weight loss, whether that's a mental kind of goal, or whether that's just a combination of both. For me, it was an internal thing that has led to weight loss, and now it's a combination of both. Like, they're almost married now in my life. Like, if my eating and my workouts aren't good, then my mental health isn't good, because that's just something for me that I found as an outlet that just kind of keeps me at peace and keeps me just going throughout this life. So yeah, I hope that I've kind of explained things in a little more in detail. You know, there's still certain things that I don't want to share, because again, like, I really don't want to glorify weight loss, and I really, really don't want people to think that now that I am slimmer, I'm happier, because yes, you know, externally it might look like that way, and yes, they kind of have come hand in hand, but ultimately it was an internal thing that triggered the weight loss. And so I'm happier because I'm internally happy, and not because I look different from an external point of view. But yeah, if you have any more questions, or if you know, if you want any advice, please reach out to me. My DMs are always open. I get so many messages, and I'm more than happy to sit and talk you through my journey. And just, you know, be an accountability partner. Sometimes that's all we need. We need somebody to say, hey, like, I messed up this week. I ate maybe a few too many brownies, and that's okay. Like, I'm never going to tell you off, you know, but I will say, you know what, get yourself back on it. Whatever day that is. That's another thing, by the way. Don't always wait for the next Monday to come. Like, if you mess up one day, get back on it the next day, or, you know, even after a few days. Like, don't always wait till the start of a new week, because people waste so much time waiting for a new week to start their dreams or their goals or whatever it is that they're doing. Like, start any day of the week. Let's change the narrative. Like, it doesn't have to be a Monday. It can be a Wednesday or a Friday, or, you know, whatever day you choose. Just be consistent, show up when you kind of fall off the wagon, and just get back on it and give yourself the grace and the love that you need. Until next time, bye.
Thank you for listening to Opening Up with Rachel Smith. I hope to see you back for future episodes, so we can all continue growing and figuring this thing called life out.